Now we'll round things out with a return to German Romanticism and three songs by Alma Mahler-Werfel. Born in 1879, she was the daughter of Emil Schindler, a noted painter. Around 1900, Alma began composition lessons with Alexander Zemlinsky, a young composer-conductor who also taught Schoenberg. Zemlinsky introduced her to Gustav Mahler, and Alma was smitten by this temperamental celebrity who was head of the Vienna Opera and 19 years her senior. After an extremely brief acquaintance and flirtation, they planned to be married. Mahler asserted his dominance early on. He insisted that she give up her music and live for his alone. However, shortly after a marital crisis in 1910, which prompted Mahler to consult with Freud, Gustav begged her to resume composing and insisted on helping her to get her works published. All we have of Alma's music is 14 songs, although she did write other works, which were destroyed in the bombing of Vienna in World War II. We're going to hear three songs from the cycle Fünf Lieder, published in 1910. Summer Night, text by Gustav Falke. You Are So Beloved, text by Rainer Maria Rilke. And Wander Amidst Flowers, poem by Heinrich Heine. Laue Sommernacht. Mild summer night, there was no star in the sky. In the wide forest, we sought each other in the deep dark, and we found one another. Found one another in the wide forest in the night, starless. We were held astonished in the arm of the dark night. Was not our entire life only a groping, only a searching? Because in your darkness, love, your light abated. By dir ist so traut. You are so beloved. Timid hours struck as in days of old. Tell me something loving. But just not loudly. A fool goes somewhere outside to cultivate blossoms. The evening eavesdrops on the honeycomb. Let us remain quiet. No one will know about us. Ich wandle unter Blumen. I wander amidst flowers, and I myself blossom too. I wander as in a dream and totter at every step. Oh, hold me tight, beloved, otherwise I will fall at your feet. From love's intoxication, and the garden is full of people.